Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, everyone, to hour number two of RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk on your radio dial. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny. Fred is on assignment, for those of you just tuning in. Very busy schedule. Had some things that took him away from where our studios are located, and so we miss Fred this week. We'll have him back soon. To my right, in the usual position of prominence, the usual position of giving me that look where I'm just glad that the looks are not loaded, because if they were, I would be dead, shooting me those looks. Denise Dirks, how are you?
I'm well and ready to go. I'm ready to talk about the
Well, and ready to go to talk about the law. And we also, as we do often, we have our case or no case. I'll come up here in just a bit. And that is presented to us by the man behind the glass, Cal Hunter. Cal, how are you on this fine morning?
You know, when I drove down here this morning, I thought, so this is why I live in Northern California, right? The smoke has started to clear. It's not perfect yet, but, boy, the weather, the temperature was just ideal. In fact, I even cracked the windows of my car and didn't run no heating or cooling, just perfect. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day, but it will get hot.
Yeah, it's going to get warm, and the winds are going to pick up. That's not good, but for right now, it's good, yeah.
Because the winds picking up are usually what drives. If the winds pick up, it gets drier. When it gets drier, that's when the lightning strikes. When the lightning strikes, that we get the fires, coupled with the already picked up winds, that's a recipe for disaster.
Pushes the flames into
right
the
now, my son's on the center fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, here's the good news. He's occupied, engaged in a good cause.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they are getting it. They're at 38%. They were at 24%. So we have to just think, contain that thing.
Right. Just get a line around it.
Yeah.
So hopefully the weather won't change to different things here. And there are probably people listening us in the South and elsewhere.
Back east.
Back east. You know, the folks in the South, you know, are probably like, yeah, well, call us when you get hit with a tornado, okay?
Yeah.
Because that's what we do with, you know, call us when you get hit with flooding,
with a
hurricane. So
I know everyone has things they're dealing with, but I promise you, if you've never seen a firestorm go through a community like it did in Paradise, wow.
It's course, amazing.
And people say the same thing about a hurricane, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
But I tell you, wow.
I don't like fires. I mean, I'd rather, if we had to pick a natural disaster, right, I'd rather have an earthquake, honestly, than a fire. It just...
Well, they are frightening.
People from 1988, 89 are like, wait a second here, you know. Cal, you pronounced something interesting because we have an affiliate in Utah.
Hurricane. Yeah.
And you said hurricane.
Yeah. I did that for them.
Yeah. Okay. So for those of you that don't know, there's a town in, what's it, central Utah, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little farming community.
Yeah, central Utah, farming community. And when you drive by, it looks like it's called Hurricane Utah. No. If you pronounce it Hurricane Utah when you go there, you will be corrected.
Yes, just as if you were to say horse like that instead of harsh.
Harsh, yes. It's hurricane.
Right, you're harsh to hurricane.
It's like when I practiced law in the South, I was a DA in Northeast Tennessee, and I kept saying, you know, that, well, we'll go to the office up in Blountville. And after doing that for a couple of weeks, I had a judge stop me and go, Mr. Cannon, it's pronounced Bluntville. Okay, and stop pronouncing the T in county. It's county. Okay, all right, sir. All right, I've been corrected.
Do they also say crick?
Yeah, we just didn't have a whole lot of those where I was from.
Well, in Idaho, we do. It's crick, not creek.
Crick.
Yeah, because we say that, too, in Oregon.
And rodeo.
And Washington.
Rodeo, not rodeo. Not the Spanish spin on the word, but rodeo.
But, you know, wherever you go in the country, the initials NFL are usually pronounced the same way, and I have it on good authority that may be the topic of our case or no case.
That is absolute fact, my friend. It's time to go to the National Football League.
Case or no case.
Yay!
Are you going to do this in the voice of Harry Callis or
Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell. All right, Howard Cosell.
I'm telling it like it is. The year is 2016, very well pre-COVID. That's when National Football League hopefuls go to the National Football League Scouting Combine, there to showcase their skills. The shorts and athletic apparel the athletes wear are required because they come from an NFL partner, Nike. So if certain Mr. Jones, what's his first name? Did I not put it in there? I'll get to it in a minute. Lined up for the truly critical 40-yard sprint, an important marker that shows whether his otherwise considerable athletic talent might be of interest to NFL teams. He lined up, the starting signal sounded, and away he went. 10 yards in 1.7 seconds, very fast. Got to the 20, to the 30, he was really moving down the track, and as he crossed the finish line, he fell forward, and his Nike shorts failed, exposing a lot more of him than he wanted. And as he tumbled into the ground in embarrassment, he injured his right shoulder, seriously strained ligaments, put his career and all that NFL money on hold, because he did run it in a remarkable time, 4.7. His first reaction was to get well. His second was to see if he had a case against Nike or the NFL. So I ask you, Mr. Cunin, case or no case?
Well, that's an interesting one. I'm one of these nerd people, I guess you would say that I actually like watching the NFL Combine.
I do, too. Yeah.
The things that these athletes are able to do, and you in the NFL Combine specifically, you miss a lot of the build of these guys when they're out playing in the field because they've got the pads and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And then you see these guys wearing a pair of shorts and a half-cut-off T-shirt, and you're like,
whoa.
Now I know why they call them washboard abs, because you could do your laundry on those abs. Now
yeah.
I know why, you know.
More than six packs.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see what these athletes do.
And by which, Chris Jones.
Yeah. And it is.
Oh, okay.
And it is equally as tragic when at a combine somebody suffers an injury. Look, I get it if you're doing something, but if it's an injury as a result of an equipment malfunction, clothing malfunction that could jeopardize your career, that is. That is very tragic. So I'm going to say that this is a scenario, and I will also say that this was a case, but that some sort of settlement was achieved.
Okay. I think that's a reasonable conclusion based on the information you were given. Ms. Dirks, what say you about
Chris
Jones?
I don't like to agree with Todd.
No.
You
Chris
know.
Jones and his falling out man bits.
Good heavens.
Yeah. Did it was the man bits. I assumed it was the bear.
No, when he fell, he got his shoulder, and then he tumbled because his man bits came out when the shorts failed. He was embarrassed, and he kind of caught him by surprise, and he tripped and fell over, got on the shoulder, and, you know, boom, here you go. So, yeah, it was a bad story.
Did that happen on, like, live TV?
Mm-hmm. On the NFL Network.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so I do believe it's a scenario.
I've been trying to keep this in the whole time, bro.
I know.
Okay.
I have to call this case or no case Nike man bits, I think, right? Okay. All right. So I'm going to say that it's a scenario, but it is not a case.
Scenario, but not a case. Denise, say it isn't so.
I have to say it so.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so this was 2016, Cal?
2016.
I'm trying to stretch this so we can get the answer after the break. We're coming up, you know.
I think we can't stretch it that long.
I don't know, Matt. That might have been what he tripped on.
Well, now just so you know, Mr. Chris Jones was a prominent factor in the Kansas City Chiefs' more than fortunate win against the San Francisco 49ers.
So, see, now I'm pulling for Nike. Good heavens, I'm a 49er fan. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
As it turns out, Mr. Jones did fall and did expose his man bits, but nothing came of it. Okay, and that, folks, is... Case or no case? So Denise gets.
Yes. And that was a football one.
Why do I feel like Radio Law Talk is to be sued by Mr. Jones now? On the soundbite alone, he fell, exposed his man bits, and nothing became of it. Oh my gosh, defamation!
Oh no, plenty came of it. I mean, I watched the video, and he fell forward, and the only shot they got was in front of him. We had his shoulders and everything screened, but he immediately got up and started tucking like crazy.
Well, okay.
Whoa.
All right, well, yeah, with that, we'll come back and talk about Bob Kraft.
Okay, here we go.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Well, you know, Cal with his case or no case, going to the NFL.
The National
Football League. You know, when I was a kid, my parents wouldn't let us watch TV on Sunday. And so I go to school on Monday, and all my friends are talking about what happened in the football, and I couldn't. I waited waited for Monday Night Football and Howard Cosell's halftime highlights, so I knew what they were talking about.
Yeah, there was no ESPN at that time. There was nothing like that. And those halftime highlights were an absolute must-see.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was that. If you didn't see the game, that was the only way you were going to find out what happened.
And Monday Night Football, what a cultural phenomenon it became. Of course, it's run out of steam a little bit now by oversaturation. Thursday Night Football.
I'm a football widow.
Well, that's okay. Could be worse. Could be a real widow. Could be worse.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is, look, there are a lot of people in my family group in a very religious family, and they would love it if I would go to church again and do things. And I'm just like, it's very hard to go to church and live in the NFC West. It's just hard to do, okay?
It's the best conferences. Again.
Come on. Maybe I could get it now if I left the phone on mute. But all right, so we're going to stay with the NFL here. For those of you that know of, a franchise that has seen some sort of success for the last decade and a half, the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots and their owner, Bob Kraft. Now, Mr. Kraft got himself into some legal trouble down in Florida, and we had been covering that. What was the legal trouble that Mr. Kraft got into?
Well, he was
accused of.
Well, it was alleged that he paid for sex at a massage. For some kind of a sexual encounter at a massage parlor.
So he went to
several times, not just once.
The Happy Hands Massage Parlor.
Happy endings.
It is based upon what happened with this case, but nobody's reaching for a cigarette. Right. So what I'm going to say here, though, and I'll take the defense attorney's standpoint. Mr. Kraft simply went to a massage parlor because he was suffering the aches and pains after a long season, a lot of stress he was carrying in his shoulders, and this massage parlor in particular had a reputation for being able to work the kinks out. Not the kinky, the kinks out of the muscles. So he went there, and it just so happened.
He's single, he's not married, and, he needs to be, touched by humans from time to time.
I've heard that is, transfer of energy, whatever. So he goes to this massage parlor. It just so happens that the massage parlor that he went to had been under some sort of police investigation prior to that.
Yeah, for human trafficking.
Yes.
It was not just a minor investigation. It was a pretty big investigation.
Although Mr. Kraft was in no way associated
That's
with
right.
that aspect of the case, correct? I mean, that.
They didn't even bring charges against the business.
Massage parlor, yeah.
I mean, in case he's listening or his lawyers are listening, I just wanted to make that clear.
But as part of this investigation, the law enforcement determined, I believe they got a warrant for this. Warrant was later deemed to be invalid, but law enforcement determined that it would be helpful if they were able to surreptitiously plant cameras in the rooms of the massage parlors to catch folks in the act. Specifically, they were looking for not only the sex act, but the payment of money, because those two things are what constitute the prostitution allegations.
So you're saying when a John makes a deal with a sex worker will be do that. As soon as they make the deal, it's now.
Well, no, they were trying to catch something further. They're trying to catch the person who was doing the sex act, and then them paying the massage parlor spa.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes human trafficking.
At a minimum, it becomes pimping.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Pimping, pandering, and human trafficking. If the people have been brought in against their will to do this, and so they figured. The law enforcement figured the video was the only way we could make this case. And
plus, God, and I don't think we've talked about this, maybe we have, the embarrassment of seeing yourself in that situation probably would lead to many a guilty plea.
Well, and just imagine somebody, they have a valid expectation of privacy. I'm sorry.
I would think.
We're getting ahead of ourselves with that. But just to set it up here, so you've got law enforcement with the secret cameras in, and it just so happened that this was in a facility that Bob Kraft went to, and lo and behold, they allege that he was caught on camera, not only engaging in the acts, but paying the money. And his legal team raised an issue with the cameras. And the issue here is a Fourth Amendment issue. Specifically, I have, as Denise just said, a reasonable expectation of privacy when I go into a private room. And putting a camera in even if you get a warrant, you've got to show that the expectation of privacy should be overcome by such what in legal ease is an outrageous or extreme measure of planting a camera in there for just prostitution would otherwise just be a misdemeanor act, even
That's
though they're trying to get
the human trafficking.
Right. But Kraft was just charged with a misdemeanor. And so from his standpoint, his lawyers raised this issue. Why is it that on a misdemeanor case, the government is justified in surreptitiously recording this? They might have been trying to do something for somebody else, but I got caught up in this dragnet, and my constitutional rights should not be impinged or infringed because you were trying to investigate a felony. You just got me for a misdemeanor. The trial court agreed with his argument.
Really?
Yes. And there also was a local law or rule that applied. This was in Jupiter.
Yes.
And there was a local rule that said you can't do certain things if it's just a misdemeanor.
Exactly.
So there, not only was there a constitutional issue, but there also was a kind of a local legal issue
So the issue here, because we're coming up on a break and we'll keep discussing this when we come back, but the issue here was Bob Kraft, his legal team, got the trial court to agree, the lower-level court to agree, that this violated his Fourth Amendment rights, which means that the evidence should be suppressed, the evidence of the video. And they appealed to the local appellate panel, who also agreed with Kraft. The state has decided not to run this up the chain to the Florida Supreme Court, and so they said they're going to dismiss the case. We're going to talk about the impact of that decision and how it impacts, well, the ripple effect, and we'll do that when we come back from the break.
Gives new meaning to their effects and personal papers, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
So Radio Law Talk will continue here in just a little bit here on the radio station you're listening to, of course, and always streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. Don't go. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. And Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Dick.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a campaign stop in Atlanta, Georgia, President Donald Trump announced a new plan focused on economic empowerment for black Americans.
And I'm here today to announce a brand new plan to deliver more opportunity, more security, more fairness, and more prosperity to black communities. We call it the Platinum Plan. Platinum Plan. And that's a contract with black Americans, and it's going to be something that people talk about for a long time to come.
The Platinum Plan highlights several areas the president plans to focus on in his second term if reelected, including a pledge of 3 million new jobs for the black community, creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses throughout the United States. The campaign also vows to make Juneteenth a national holiday and to prosecute the KKK and Antifa as terrorist organizations. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So when we went to break, we were talking about Bob Kraft and the decision by the Florida prosecutors to not pursue the prostitution case, the solicitation case against him, after the trial court and the subsequent appellate court had both ruled that the video evidence procured by the police violated his Fourth Amendment rights and should therefore be suppressed and not brought into evidence. And, you know,
that was literally the only evidence that they had.
Exactly. And that is the problem that I see with the way law enforcement went about the investigation. Because the argument that the prosecutors tried to make was, Judge, without video evidence, there is no way we can make our case. Now, I was a prosecutor for 10 years. I prosecuted both prostitution cases and solicitation of prostitution. I got convictions, never once had video evidence, ever. How was I able to do that?
How about still cameras?
Yes.
Any kind of recording would be
there was no recording at all. How, other than audio recording done by an officer doing a sting, which is different. That's a different, but
right.
I let the cat out of the bag there. How are they able to prosecute those? And it's by use of sting operations. You don't have to put video into a room to get that. Because, Cal, what you were talking about before we went to break is correct. Do you have to complete the act, or is it enough to have an agreement between the prostitute and the John and the payment of money? And once money is paid, and believe me, they all want the money first. Okay? I know that from experience as a prosecutor, not personal experience. They want the money first, okay? So the minute money is paid, the elements to the crime are present. It's there. And so you don't need video evidence if you have an undercover officer goes into a massage parlor. While they're in the massage parlor, They agree with what they're going to do that goes beyond massage. Money is exchanges hands, and you have that there. Now, the next question is, what if you're trying to get the pimping? What if you're trying to get who the prostitute
who set the
pays
deal
the
up.
Money
right, right,
to?
Right, right, yeah.
Well, look, once you get the prostitute in hot water,
she can turn.
Yeah, you then go... Interesting choice of words. You then go to her and say, well, all right, so here's what you're looking at, but, you know, if you tell us who you give the money to, then that helps us go up the chain to find out who's responsible for all this. So the argument on behalf of the people that the video was the only way we could get this.
Well, that's nonsense. But,
yeah.
Yes. But the real question is, are prostitutes often subpoenaed to come in and testify? I know they don't have to testify against themselves, but can they, without testifying against themselves, say, yes, Mr. XY came into the room, yes, Mr. X gave me money, yes, he proposed I do X for Z, and therefore...
Well, they can have immunity deals.
Yeah.
It depends on who they want, who the police are focusing on, who they want to go after.
Absent an immunity deal, a subpoena would be useless because they would come in and they say, look, I can't talk. The Fifth Amendment.
Right.
If I testify to that, I'm incriminating myself. Now, if you're going to give me a deal so that what I say doesn't incriminate me, then yeah, I can come in.
So you know who was really ticked off about Robert Cross, this decision, and Robert Kraft?
Who's that?
The guys who pled guilty before he had his decision, right?
This is what I don't know, and you know, this is going to dovetail into something else that we talk about. What happens when evidence, and we'll talk about this later on, we talk about this Iranian banker case, but what happens when evidence that the prosecution is relying on at any point prior to sentencing, and in this case even after sentencing, is later deemed to be inadmissible evidence. And that was the whole basis on which the prosecution was predicated.
Wow.
What happens in a situation like that? In this case here, Bob Kraft got it tossed, got the evidence tossed before, good heavens, Denise. You're supposed to be the one that keeps me in check. I can't look to my right and see him every time. So, Bob Kraft was the one that got the evidence excluded. There we go. How's that sound?
That was good.
That got it secluded, suppressed, if you will. That's the other legal term. So that it wasn't able to be used by the prosecution. The case gets dismissed.
Yeah, and his attorney does something interesting, which I want to just touch on just for a second. I know you're going to talk about how this expands.
What did you...
But his
There's
no safe words here. Okay.
It's the hand motions you were making with expands. It's really troubling, but go on. What did his attorney do?
His attorneys have filed a request with the court to destroy this evidence since it cannot be used, and it's the only evidence, and it is obviously a little embarrassing for their client. They've made a motion to destroy these videotapes, and that's still pending.
You know, you and I can see that when Mr. Kraft passes, somebody's going to leak that tape.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to say, this is what Bob Kraft should be remembered for. And, you know, I totally get where he would say, look, I didn't
Let's
do anything wrong.
And hasn't Kraft's legal team even indicated that they'd be willing to pony up the money to cover the cost of finding and destroying all of that evidence and having it go away?
Yeah, they said Kraft would be willing to pay the state's cost.
Now look, when I think about the suppression of evidence, I could just see the judge and the appellate panel going,
hey, boy.
All right, listen here.
Who has to check if it's been destroyed?
If this case goes forward, there's the potential that this videotape could be played in evidence. And I, as a judge, I'm sitting there thinking, I don't want to see that. Of all things that I might want to see, that ain't one of them. Bob Kraft with no. You know what? How do I get around that? I could suppress the evidence.
But it does have highly salacious value.
It
can see where someone could leak it. And go, hey man, Enquirer or you know, what are those shows, or TMZ or whatever. Look what I got for you.
Yeah. So, who else has benefited from this decision?
Well, you got Bob Kraft has benefited. I would think that arguably the prosecution may want to go back and look at the other convictions they got to see if there's something that they can do to dismiss those now that those who pled may have been found to have pled on evidence that is inadmissible, although each case has to be looked at individually. Now, here's the thing that I see with this case. And this is why, you know, because there are people out there going, okay, great for Bob Kraft. What does that mean to me? Okay, look, there are people that find themselves all the time facing criminal prosecution for things that, take DUIs, for example. Driving under the influence, probably the one crime that cuts across almost all socioeconomic factors. The rich get arrested for DUI, the poor get arrested for DUI, people are arrested for DUI regardless of their race. It's the one crime that cuts across all socioeconomic factors. Well, here's the thing. If law enforcement violated any part of your Fourth Amendment rights in securing the evidence that the DA would use against you, and you can prove that, then that evidence gets suppressed. I'll give you an example. Let's say that you're pulled over, right? You're pulled over, you've left the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning, and the cop pulls you over, and for some reason the cop says, look, I pulled him over because it was 2 o'clock in the morning, we got a lot of drunk drivers out here at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's why I pulled him over. Well, that stop would be found to violate the Fourth Amendment because the cop doesn't think that there's any specific violation of law with this person going on.
By that person.
That's right. It's just a blanket. Yeah, you had a lot of people drunk out here, so I figured I'd pull him over.
I went fishing.
And the cop pulls him over, and after he pulls the guy over, he finds out, he smells the odor of alcohol, sees the glassy eyes, the slurred speech, gets the blood draw after the failed field sobriety test, finds out the guy is a .15, which is well over the legal limit. If the stop was not justified, every observation, and it's found to be not justified by the court, every observation of that law enforcement officer after making the stop, the speech, the watery eyes, field sobriety tests, the blood alcohol levels, all that stuff, goes away. It's suppressed because it was all a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Because what is it called?
Fruit
of the poisonous tree. There you go.
And look, folks, you could look at Robert Kraft and say, well, he got this because he's rich and, you know, he hired these high-priced lawyers. When I was a DA, public defenders brought suppression motions all the time. There are motions that are brought by any type of lawyer, including public defenders. It's not something that you have to be rich to do. You just have to have a lawyer that's willing to go that route. And, you know, these lawyers did, and they made that argument.
Do a little homework.
It's an argument that anybody in this case who pled could have made.
That's true.
Could have made. So that's the Bob Kraft story. We are through 45 minutes of our second hour, just about. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk a little bit maybe about Magic Johnson.
I think that's a good one.
Talk about some stuff Magic Johnson's facing, and we'll take it from there. Cal, take us to break.
Yeah, well, don't let me forget to talk about Josh Groban. That singer?
Groban,
yeah. Josh Groban, too.
Okay.
He had a little challenge. I'll bring that up.
I am going to write that down to remind you.
Please remind me. Thank you. All right, more Radio Law Talk is coming, we promise. All you have to do is stay right there, and we'll be back with it after we take another break. Bye-bye.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're one of those...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Well, all around the world, at one time, I'm certain in his heyday, everybody was familiar with the name Magic Johnson. Like people are familiar with the name Michael Jordan still, even though he's been retired for, good heavens, Jordan's been retired for over 20 years now, isn't it? Close to 20?
Yep, and still one of the most famous athletes all around the world.
Yeah, did you see Michael Jordan just purchased a ownership share in a NASCAR team? It's the one that there was the African American NASCAR driver who had. It's the team that he drives for.
Oh, cool!
And nice. I think he's a part owner with Denny Hamlin, who's also a NASCAR driver. So
he must have a lot of money he wants to throw away.
Yeah, he does. Not throwing it my way.
What a horribly expensive sport to get involved in. Very few people make good money at it.
But, Joe Gibbs, NFL, after winning Super Bowls. Hang it up, went into NASCAR.
Somebody give me that Nomex suit. Let's go driving.
Let's go driving, all right. I'll tell you what. That's how every... Yep. Should be gentlemen start your engines. I'll tell you what. So anyway, back to the law. Magic Johnson, very well recognized name in the sports world. He is also a part owner of the L.A. Dodgers. Magic Johnson, he's part of that ownership group. Johnson just got a temporary restraining order against an individual named Willie Frazier. Now, Frazier is, I believe, what, 61 years old, something like that? Or is Johnson 61 years old? No, I think Frazier is, if I remember that correctly.
No, 61 is Johnson.
Yes, okay, all right. So Willie Frazier, I don't know what the deal is. This is a guy who claims that Magic Johnson has somehow stolen his identity. I don't know that Frazier is actually claiming he is the real Magic Johnson, but stolen his identity somehow and has made threats against him, has called him posing as an FBI agent, has called him threatening to do harm if Johnson doesn't capitulate to Frazier's wishes. I don't know how Frazier got Johnson's phone number, but he knows where Johnson's
lives where he works.
And where he works, and he's gone there, so Magic Johnson had to go and get a temporary restraining order. But Denise, I ask you this question here. Are all temporary restraining orders created equally?
Well, the effect is.
Yes.
The effect is created equally, but how to get to there, that point is not. And in this particular case, while I don't know exactly the method he used to get the restraining order, what Magic Johnson did do is say the right words, stalking.
Yes.
Because in California, if you say that I'm being stalked, because stalking is such a predatory type of behavior, then a judge is going to grant you a restraining order.
And because of the actress who was murdered on her front porch, what was, I can't remember her name now, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but
I can't remember,
somebody stalked her, knock on the front door, boom. She was gone,
my sister, right? And something, right? I can't remember what her name is, but I do know they got her information from the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Right. Yes.
But in this particular case, not only is Magic Johnson protected by this temporary restraining order, but so are his employees.
Oh.
So Magic could have filed a couple of different types of requests. He could have filed what's called a civil harassment request for temporary restraining order, because he doesn't have any kind of specialized relationship with the person who is stalking him.
Now, just breaking these down, the civil harassment restraining order would be one protecting his person and his family, right? We haven't gotten to the employee one yet.
Correct.
Right? Okay, so that's for him and
well,
his family.
Well, the employer, civil harassment order, and that's where there is harassment in the workplace, and that's what it looks like he has obtained, is that because he's got he's got the temporary restraining order that expands and protects his employees as well as himself.
Sure.
So that's what it looks like.
Now, with regard to the workplace restraining order, and I believe case law in the last 5-10 years has borne this out, especially in the state of California. Obviously, if an employee is harassing another employee, the employer has some responsibility to try to prevent that and to get the restraining order. But that has been expanded to require an employer to provide, to seek protection for employees when the patrons of the establishment are threatening or people that would otherwise come in. I think the case I'm thinking of involved a bus driver who had somebody that was riding the bus all the time and assaulted the bus driver. And the question was whether or not the employer, who knew about this ongoing harassment, had an obligation to seek a restraining order to protect the bus driver from a patron of the business or of the bus. And the court said, yeah, the employer did have that responsibility. So that would be what
that would be one example. There's other examples like in church settings and stuff like that as well. So Magic went. What he should have done, he did what he should have done, which is to protect his employees, because this person was going to the workplace and making threats as against Mr. Johnson and his staff.
Now, Denise, listen, what does a restraining order really protect? If I have a restraining order, will that act as a magic shield that will keep me protected and keep me from being harassed?
It's a piece of paper that you could utilize to call the police and have the other person arrested. So the restrained party, usually there's a stay-away component where they have to stay so many feet away from the protected parties. There's also a no-contact kind of an order. You can't contact, even through an agent. Like if Mr. Frazier says, I'm going to pay Joe Don over here to contact Magic Johnson.
Knock on Magic's door.
Exactly. And that person accesses his agent. That is also a violation of the restraining order.
That comes up a lot in criminal law, which is what I practice, where I've got an assault case where, as part of the case, the court has ordered my client, the defendant, not to have any contact with the alleged victim in the case and stay the 100 yards away. And that includes no telephonic contact, no digital contact, nothing. Right? And it says no third-party contact. And folks often overlook that because they don't realize what that means. teens, and I get this question. Like, let's say I got a guy who's in custody. My client is in custody, and then the mom comes to me and says, well, he's asked me if I can reach out to the victim's family and see if I can get them to drop the case to do this. No, you can't do that.
You would be classified as a third party.
You are the third party. He can't ask you, he can't ask a fourth party, a fifth party, anybody to make contact with the protected people on your behalf. Just don't do it.
Right, and this is a criminal protective order, so that's another type of protective order that is offered in California. We call that a CPO, right? There's another type of a protective order, which is called an emergency protective order, and that's where something happens and the police come. And they actually call a judge and they get approval to issue an emergency protective order. It's a very short-lived order, like 7 days, and the person who's being protected has to go down and actually seek a different type of a restraining order.
So they file
that
paperwork,
would be more long-term.
And within 7 days, there's got to be a hearing so that other person's rights aren't violated.
No, it just expires in 7 days, so it's a very short-term protective order.
Okay, is there a hearing to grant a protective order?
So what Cal is talking about here, now note we said that Magic Johnson got a temporary restraining order. And when that happens, if my understanding is correct, they get the temporary restraining order that might be a restraining order in place until a hearing can take place, and the person restrained has to get notice that the order has been issued, notice of the
hearing.
Personally served. And then at the hearing, the judge is going to decide whether or not this should be a permanent restraining order for a specified period of time, 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is, as opposed to temporary.
Thank you.
Correct.
That was exactly my question.
But an EPO, Emergency Protective Order, does not have a hearing. What happens is at the time when the police determine that that person needs protection immediately, they call a court, they call a judge, even in the middle of the night, and they get they tell the facts, and the judge then will say, yes, you can issue that Emergency Protective Order. And because it's so short-lived, there's no hearing on that technically.
Yeah. What usually happens in a case like that is, look, if a matter is egregious enough that they're going to try to get the EPO from the court, then it's probably a matter where the person who's the aggressor needs to be arrested.
Yes.
That commonly happens. And the reason it's temporary is if the person is arrested, if they stay in custody, they're probably going to be arraigned within 48 hours. When they're arraigned, a criminal protective order that will be in place while the case, for the duration of the case, will then be set into place, and that will supersede the EPO, which expires on its own.
Or what often happens in my realm of law is that the protected party turns to the court, and if they have a relationship with that restrained party, then they will ask for a domestic violence protective order. The system behind protective orders is a really important system. It is federal. It goes across all the states, and it's called the CLET system. And once you're in that, if you're temporarily in it, it's different than if you're long-term in it. But once you're in it, it does impact you.
And that's to restraining orders. We're done with 2 hours. Cal, take us to the break.
All right. One more hour. Radio Law Talk is coming up right here, so stay tuned. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.